Welcome to the Dungeon Apprentice Podcast, where we explain the very basics of Dungeons & Dragons, otherwise known as D&D. This podcast is for absolute beginners and should help you understand how to get started easily. In this episode, we'll give a brief overview of D&D, as well as a very general idea of how you play. So to start off, what is D&D? In one sentence, I would say that D&D is a game where you can do anything you want by rolling a dice. The particular draw of D&D is that you can be whoever you want, do whatever you want, and just play in whatever style you want. Everything is very freeform, and it evolves based on the players and the dungeon master. First, I'll give a brief overview of how you play. D&D is composed of combat and non-combat sections. Non-combat things can be anything like shopping, traveling around a city, or talking to non-player characters, which are just random characters that are in the world that the dungeon master creates. These can be anything between sailing on a ship, creating your own business, or scamming somebody out of money. Be careful with that one. D&D can be played in one of two ways traditionally. First is the old school method, which is tabletop. You have physical pieces and physical maps that the dungeon master creates. There's also online D&D. This one is a little bit more conducive to beginners. You don't have to spend all the money on physical pieces, but you get to have the same fun even over long distances. You can use programs online such as Roll20 to be able to easily simulate this for free. So for this first episode, I'm going to give you a list of what you actually need to get started. The first thing that most people will need is dice. You're going to roll a lot of dice in D&D, and so you might want to have your own physical dice. It's a lot more fun in my opinion, but if you don't want to go through the trouble of buying them, you can just use online dice rolling. Just Google dice roll, and it'll let you roll all the dice you need to for D&D. The next thing you're going to need is a character sheet. We're going to discuss this in the next episode, but you can go ahead and Google D&D character sheet and print that out if you want to. After that is spell cards and spell books. You can get these directly from the source at Wizards of the Coast, or you can find these through dubious other means that most other players do. I'm not gonna tell you how to get those, wink wink, just Google it. So this episode is kind of our intro to the series. We're gonna walk you through step by step how to create your character, how to take it through non-combat sections, combat sections, level it up, and do everything you need to get started. We might even have time to go over some dungeon mastering later on. Thanks for joining us. In the next episode, we'll be walking you through what a D&D character is and how you can create your very own. And if you're looking for a group to play with or more resources to learn, check out the MTSU Tabletop Club. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.